136 Psalm, verse number 1. If you want to stand with me on the reading of God's Word. The Bible says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever." I want to preach a question tonight, and the question would be this. Why give thanks? Why give thanks? If we look at this tonight, we know that we give thanks because God says give thanks. Amen? He says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord." He says, "Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods." And He says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords." And we look at these tonight and we can see that God gives us three different names for God here in our text. We see that that He says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord," which is the Lord Yahweh. Amen. Hey, it's the same Lord that when Moses asked Him, said, "Lord, when I go down there and I tell them, when they ask me who sent them, He said, who do I say?" He said, "You tell them that I am sent you. I am that I am, the eternal self-existent God, the one that's always been and always will be." I don't know about you, but it thrills my soul to know that back my God, the Bible tells us that He changeth not. Amen. I'm glad He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Praise God. So we see the eternal self-existent God, Yahweh. And then we see another God here. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods. Now that's the Creator God. That's the God of creation. The God that made everything in a span. The God of gods. Praise God. It knew exactly where every molecule was and where every molecule needed to be, and He spoke it into existence, and that was the Big Bang Theory. Bang, God said it, and there it was. Glory, hallelujah. I don't know about Darwin's theory. Any one of us can have a theory, but praise God, I'm glad I know that my God created everything that we have, and without Him, nothing was created without Him. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way. So we see the great I Am, eternal self-exist God. We see the Creator God, and in verse number 3, He says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords." Now this Lord of lords, it's the Master. He's the ruler. He's supreme. I praise God. He's the glory. He's the sovereign of sovereigns. Praise be to God. There's none like Him. Praise the Lord that rules over eternity in the span of His hand. Praise God. He is God Almighty. He is the Lord God. He is a sovereign God. He is a ruling, a master. Praise God over the universe.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. Amen. That's what we see here in these texts. And as we look at tonight, we see as God begins to move. And we ask the question, why give thanks? We give thanks to God, who is the Creator. If we look at verse number 4, He said He's the Creator of the wonders. Praise God, the magnificent things. That's too big. Praise God for us to even begin to try to figure out. Praise God to Him who alone doeth great wonders. The wonders of God are beyond our comprehension. The wonders of God are way bigger than we are. But I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? If God was big enough and we could figure Him out tonight, He wouldn't be big enough to be our God.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. I don't want no little bitty God. Amen. I've got the great I Am. Praise the Lord. I've got the Creator God. I've got the Sovereign of Sovereigns. Praise God, who's claimed to be who He is. And He always will be who He says He is.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Nobody would have preeminence over Him. Praise God. He alone doeth the great wonders.
Amen.
Amen. John said, all things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made.
That's right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He had a plan, praise the Lord God. And Lord Jesus, praise God, stepped out. Praise God, and created it. Amen, from nothing.
Yeah.
Praise God. It was These crazy people's got so heady and high-minded that this AI and all this other stuff, they think they can take the place of God. They think they can do the things that God can do. They even come to the place that they think that they can create a man. And praise God. But listen, they may be able to take a little old handful of dirt and make living something out of it. But I want to tell you that God done one bigger than that. Praise God. He created it out of nothing.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You can take a little something to make anything. Amen. Anything could be possible. But praise God, I'm glad God took a whole lot of nothing and made something. Praise God. He made me and you in the likeness of an image of a thrice holy God, body, soul, and spirit. And I'm glad it's that way. Amen. So we see the great wonders. Amen. He said to him that is, verse number 5, to him that that by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endureth forever. So we see the great wonders that God made, and we see the heavens that God made. You look into this, the heavens, and they're looking now with these big fancy telescopes, and they can see for miles and miles and miles, and through different galaxies. And they're coming up now saying, well, they think they see a galaxy out there. They think they see something that they've never registered before. I'm telling you what, youngins, they ain't got a clue what's out there, because the heavens are the heavens. It belongs to God Almighty. Yeah. Praise God. And they're just as vast and just as big and just as expansive as God Almighty Himself.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you what we ought to do. We ought to focus on this little planet Earth where we live, where God Almighty put us. Praise God, that we might love and strive and prosper right here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Start lifting up His name and praise Him. Give Him glory for all that He's already done and what He's hoping, how He's helping us to do and what He's promised us He will do.
Amen.
I'm glad He ain't finished yet. Amen. Praise the Lord. God, hey, this little old planet Earth ain't nowhere near what it can be for the glory of God. Amen. He promised that He would sustain us here. He promised He'd prosper us here. He promised He would bless us right here. Amen. Praise God. So we see the wonders. We see the heavens. Praise God, which He's made, which He created. Praise the Lord. And then we see verse number 6, we see the earth itself. He said, to Him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters. Amen. Praise God, where God took it. He said, let it be. He said, and the waters were divided from the earth, and they became solid land. Praise God. And the seas had to part, and they went to where God would have them to be. And it's amazing to me how God controls that. I tell you, when I go down there to the ocean, I like to go down there at a low tide and high tide. Praise God, because you see the mighty hand of God as them waters come rushing in. Glory, hallelujah. They could just flood over everything. God Almighty's got it set up, just like He sets up in our life to control situations in our life. When they get so high, when they get so far, He just throws that old great big hand of love up, and He said, that's far enough. And those waters have to succeed. They have to go back. They have to recede. They have to go back. Praise God, where they come from.
Amen.
Amen. But God, try to succeed. They try to run over you. But praise God, I'm glad they recede back. Just like the afflictions and trials of this world, praise God, when God says that's enough.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad we still serve a God tonight who's able to control the waters.
Amen.
Created this earth, created this planet, put us in a rotation, a gravitational force where gravity is holding everything in place. Amen. Praise God, so He don't just go flinging us off into outer space.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. One day before long, praise the Lord, we'll turn loose here. We'll take a plane air ride.
Amen.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah. We'll let go and go up to be with Him where He is. But until then, praise God, He said He'd give us this place, a little speck of dust called earth, that found favor in the eyes of an almighty God, a place where He'd put those that He loved, that He wanted to bless, and He wanted to care for.
Amen.
Amen. Why give thanks? Because God Almighty, praise God, the wonders that He has, the heavens He created, the earth that He created, and the light to light it all.
Amen.
Amen. Verse number 7 says, to Him that made great lights, praise be to God. Made those great lights. I pray God, a light so that when the light shines, darkness has to flee. I pray God, the marvelous light that shines forth into a lost and a dying world so that folks can see to be saved by the marvelous grace of God.
Amen.
Man, He's that light.
Amen.
That light from heaven, praise God. Amen. All that He says, it's for His mercy endureth forever. Amen. His mercy endureth forever. Amen. In other words, forever His kindness and His love. Forever His kindness and His goodness to mankind.
Amen.
Me and you. Praise God. It's been poured out for us.
Amen.
Amen. But you watch here. You look at the Bible when it talks about to Him. Amen. Each time it speaks about to Him, where to Him is used. You know what that is? That's the subject matter. I praise God of give thanks. I praise God in verse 1. Every time it says to Him, we have to give thanks and give the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. To Him, praise God, to Him that stretched forth the earth, to Him that made the lights. Amen. He said the sun to rule the day. Amen. Praise God. And the moon and stars to rule by night.
Amen.
Praise God. To God be the glory. Forever His kindness and His love, His goodness to me and you. That's why He did it, praise God.
Amen.
So that He could get the glory out of it all. Amen. Praise God. So we see as God lays it out here, amen, each time. And then we see in verses 10 through 25, we see the God of history that He's moving down and He wants us. Have you ever noticed how God is always in repetition, reminding us of what He's done for us, lest we forget? Amen. He has to bring it to my mind all the time, where He brought me from. Praise God, the times that I've let up a little bit, and He's had to come back down, and He's had to corral me up. Praise God, bring me back to where I ought to be. Put my feet back upon that solid foundation. Praise God, center me back. Hey, praise God, I've never got off of it. But praise God, I need to be centered on it sometimes. I need to get lined up with an almighty God.
Amen.
Amen. Where He can give me that help that I need. Praise God. And He starts out in verse number 10. He says, to Him. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. He said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. I want to say tonight, God's worthy of our praise.
Amen.
He's worthy of our thanksgiving. Amen. I tell you, tomorrow when we go to do Thanksgiving with our families and our loved ones and our friends, we ought to sincerely stop a minute and think about what we're doing. And we ought to give praise. We ought to give thanks and glory to God Almighty. We ought to lift Him up and praise Him. We ought to have something to say to honor and glorify the God of heaven.
Amen.
Why we give thanks, praise God. He says, oh, give thanks because God told us to. Because we get the privilege and opportunity to. God spoke to him. He said to him that smote Egypt. Now you see how it plays out here. Amen. We see God how He smote Egypt in her firstborn. Amen. For His mercy endures forever. He said, I brought out Israel from among them. How His mercy endures forever. Because God loved us, praise God. He said, with a strong hand. And with a stretched out arm. Praise God. You see the history of the God and in the history, praise God, the nation of Israel. He said, I brought you out of Egypt. Praise God. I brought you out with a strong hand. I brought you out with a strong arm. I brought you out from among them. Praise God, I brought you out to set you free, to bring you out of that bitter bondage, to put your feet, praise God, on the right path and to lead you in the right direction. I pray God, to Him be all the glory.
Amen.
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 Just to show you that you can't do it by yourself. He was in bitter bondage for over 400 years. 400 years in bitter bondage. They wept and they cried and they prayed. And amen, until they finally got a hold of the ear of God. And God says, are you ready? Are you ready to listen to me? Are you ready to love me? Are you ready to follow me? I'll bring you out of this place. I praise God, Egypt, the type of the world. I'll bring you out, bring you unto myself. If you're ready to come, if you're willing to come. You know what's wrong with the world tonight? They're not willing and they're not ready. Come out of the world. Praise God, that they might be set free by thrice holy God who loves us enough and He come to where we was and He died for our sins to make us a pathway, to make us a way that we can come out from under the world.
Amen.
Amen. I like to be on top once in a while. Man, instead of having something holding us down. Something holding us back. Praise God. We brought them out with a strong, with a stretched out arm. Praise God. It says he got down there in verse number 13, said it to him. Amen. Oh, give thanks to him. Amen. Praise God. He which divided the Red Sea into parts. Amen. Praise God. That was one, glory to God. God Almighty, with the breath of his nostrils, spread it apart, dried it up. So the children of God went across dry shod.
Amen.
Amen. The other side. Praise his holy name. To him be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. He said he made Israel to pass through in the midst of it. All that, praise God, them waters congealed up. Praise God, and God had the people of Israel, those that he had called, and those that he had called out, those that he had lifted up, those that he had brought out. He called them himself, and they got to the point they had no hope, and they wasn't nowhere to go. But God Almighty said, told Moses, he said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. I'm glad, God Almighty, and the God we serve tonight, still able to part the waters.
Amen.
Amen. Still able to make us go dry shod. Amen. Praise God through the bitterness, through the waters of this life. Amen. Manifest his loving kindness and his goodness, for his mercy endureth forever.
Amen.
Amen. Praise his holy name. They brought him out. He made Israel pass through. He said, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever.
Amen.
Amen. I says that Pharaoh says to go through, praise God, the same way. Amen. I praise God, you can't go through the same way unless you go through with the same God in the same manner, praise God, with the God of heaven, with faith, believing that God Almighty will deliver you. He'll bring you safe over on yonder shore one day in a little while if we'll stay with him, if we'll walk with him, if we'll be led of the God of, God of glory.
Amen.
He'll bring us out on the other shore. Praise his holy name. So he overthrew Pharaoh and his host. Now these crazy things out there today said, well, said, you know, the Red Sea wasn't all that they think it was. The Red Sea was just a little swampy place, you know, 6 or 8 inches deep. And that they to go through there, what they did, they just went through it. They found them a little island, and they crossed over on that little island. I tell you what a miracle that was then. Because when Pharaoh went to go in behind them, praise God, they drowned, glory, hallelujah, God drowned them in a mud puddle. Amen. The whole host of heaven, whole host of Pharaoh and his army and his chariots and his footmen, praise God, drowned it in a mud puddle.
That's it.
Amen. I tell you where they drowned. They drowned in the Red Sea when God withdrew his breath and the waters come in back within themselves and they overflooded them, praise God, and they were drowned in the depths of the sea. God did that.
Amen.
That's why we lift him up. That's why we give God praise. Amen. Can you see these folks as they're going up and they're singing this psalms? This psalm, they're praising, they're singing one to another. As they praise God, they're just giving God glory for his goodness and his mercy, his kindness to them.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Verse 16 says, to him, amen, oh, give thanks. To him which led his people through the wilderness. Amen. Here are the people God over there. Of course, they rebelled against God. That's what people still are doing today. Everywhere you look, people's rebelling against God and the things of God and the Word of God and the principles of God and the commandments of God and the voice of God and the help of God and the caring of God and the love of God and the sacrifices of God and the favor of God.
Amen.
Amen. Rebelling against it. And he led them through the wilderness anyway. Amen. He should have just left them out. Could just took them out there and just left them. Let the wilderness just devour them. Amen. But he didn't. Amen. He said to him, we give thanks and praise, which led his people through the wilderness.
Amen.
For his mercy endureth forever. I'm talking about a God whose mercy endures forever. His goodness, His kindness, His loving kindness, praise God, and His goodness to His people.
Amen.
Amen. The same God that we serve. It's the same God they served. Praise His holy name. Amen. Praise God. He said that in verse number 17, to Him which smote great kings, to Him, verse 18, that slew famous kings. Amen. Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan. Great kings, marvelous kings, fabulous, famous kings. Amen. But God Almighty, I'm talking about a strong king, strong kingdoms. Was for kingdoms that said there ain't no way that they can overcome us. Ain't no way that they can destroy us. Ain't no way that they can bring us down. But God Almighty said in the wilderness, praise God, He said, I brought down the kings.
Yes, He did.
Amen. These things in our life, praise God, rise up. We'll thank kings over us. Things that want to rule over us, praise God, but they're nothing compared to what God can do. Praise His holy name. Glory to God. So we see how God begins within the scope of history. Lord lays it out here, what God has done for His people.
Amen.
The last time I looked, He's not finished yet. Amen. He's still working.
Amen.
You know how I know He's still working? Because He's still working on me.
Yes.
Amen. He's still helping us. He's still undergirding us. And sometimes, praise God, He just picks us up and carries us.
Amen.
Takes us on just a little further. Amen. And one day He'll just snatch us up and carry us home.
Amen.
We'll be like old Enoch one day, praise God. He said him and God was walking together, one day He was not. Because God took him.
Amen.
Amen. One of these days, praise God, brother watch, I'm going to be one of them what was not. Because God's just going to reach down and just snatch us out of here and just take us home to be with Him.
Amen.
So shall we ever be with the Lord. Why give thanks, praise God? Because the hope that we have. Amen. The history that's taught that shows us the magnificence of God. Look what He's doing now. Look at verse 23. Said, even the heritage, well, for verse 21, He gave their land for heritage, and even their heritage unto Israel, His servants. Amen. He brought them into a place He had promised them. He gave them the land. It's theirs. I got news for them people over there that's want to fight over that. That's not theirs. Like I told you Sunday, praise God, from the river Euphrates, amen, to the sea,
amen.
That's Israel's. Amen.
Amen.
It's the promised land. Amen. Praise God. From the gulf down there at Kuwait City, where the Euphrates comes in, all the way up through Iraq, all the way up into northern Syria. Amen. Way above Damascus. That belongs to God's people.
That's it.
Amen. Praise God. In the story, it's theirs. He said He gave it to them. I looked. It's in the book. Praise God. I like that. Amen. So it's a promise. History. Within the scope. Praise God. But look what we're doing now. Verse 23. He said, why remember us in our low estate? He's still doing that. Hey, praise God. Hey, listen. When they was as low as they could get down there in Egypt, praise God, God saw them and He took them and brought them out of that. But where are we at? Where have we been? What's been? What is our lowest state? Where's the lowest place that we've ever been? Praise God, I'll tell you, when I was lost without God Almighty and He come to where I was,
amen,
it was about as low as I could get. But God Almighty come to where I was and He brought me out.
Amen.
Amen. The same God that saved me saved you.
Amen.
Same way. I mean, we all got in through the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. Only way. Praise God. He brought us out. Amen. Verse 24. He hath redeemed us from our enemies. For He hath mercy, for His mercy endureth forever. Praise God. He redeemed us. He brought us out of from our enemy. Who's our enemy? Our enemy's the devil and Satan. Our enemy's this old flesh that we live in. But God Almighty's a working on us to bring us out, praise God, get us away from that and draw us unto Himself day by day.
Amen.
Get closer to us as we get closer to Him. Praise the Lord. So we see how it plays out. Amen. Praise God. Verse number 25. He said, who giveth food to all flesh.
Amen.
For human beings, and animals alike.
Amen.
So God does that. Why give thanks? Because God did all this for us.
Amen.
For me and you. Amen. He did it for the nation of Israel, and He did it for me and you.
Amen.
As well. God blessed us. He helped us. Amen. Praise. He gave us that from the portals of glory that we needed day by day.
Amen.
To see us through. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then we get down to verse 26. And it says again, it repeats, it says, "Oh, give thanks unto God, unto the God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever."
Amen.
Now, this is what they call a doxology. It's a thanksgiving at the end of the psalm, or the end of an ending, if you will. Praise God. And we see how this plays out. In the beginning, we see in verse 1, we say, Yahweh, the great I Am, the eternal, self-existent God of heaven.
Amen.
Amen. And praise God. And it says in verse 1, number 1, this, it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, to the great I Am." And then we go through and we see all these reasons why, all it points back to why we give thanks.
Amen.
And then we get to verse 26. He says, "Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven." He's talking here about God Jehovah. God Almighty.
Amen.
Amen. He said, this is why we give thanks. Praise God, because the eternal, self-existent God, the Creator God, the Sovereign God, the Almighty God has done so much for us. We just got to stop every chance we get and say, thank you, Lord, for saving us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for letting us realize that we can depend on you.
Amen.
Amen. Because you are, praise God, God Almighty. Oh, give thanks unto God Almighty.
Amen.
Praise God. For His mercy endureth forever. Amen. Praise God. His mercy endureth forever. The loving kindness and goodness of God is ours to behold.
Amen.
Praise His holy name. That's why we give thanks. That's why we want to give thanks. That's why we want to praise God.
Amen.
Because we know what God has done in the past. We know what God can do in the present. And we know what God can do in the future.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, this thing's fixing to wind up. I tell you, this world is wound up tight as a Mickey Mouse watch wound to the core. Amen. It's just ready to blow a spring at any minute. Amen. But God Almighty's not sitting up there fretting and worrying about it. He knows exactly what's taking place.
Amen.
And you and me, as children of God, we can see in the volume of book, He's wrote it down for us. He said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, He said, look up and lift up your head.
Amen.
For your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. Praise God. We're just a ticking of the clock away from going to glory and being with our Savior and our Lord forevermore. Praise His holy name. We see it. Amen. It's all playing out right before us. They're saying now that the government's going to get control of all the media and all the websites and all the Facebook and all that, and they're going to control everything that comes across it. Amen. They're setting this thing up for the Antichrist.
Yes, they are.
They're setting it up for the Antichrist to come take control. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to be like that old song. I'm going to be bidding this world goodbye. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go see my Savior. I'm going to go be with my Lord. So shattered. But I've got something to be thankful. Why be thankful? Because God's already done so much for us. And He said He'd not forsake us. Amen. Praise God. He promised He'd be there all the way to the end of the way.
Amen.
And praise God. He'd be there to help us, to encourage us, to love on us, show His goodness and His kindness, His loving kindness and His goodness to us. Praise God. Amen. Bless His holy name.
Amen.
I appreciate Him tonight. We've got a lot to be thankful for tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen. We are just thinking, we just ought to stop and just take a moment to reflect, to meditate on how good God's been to us.
Amen.
He has been good to us. He's brought this little church through so many things. And I say the church, I'm talking about our families. Lots of families. We've been through a lot. Since I've been here, going on 19 years, we've been through a lot of stuff in 19 years. A lot of stuff. But praise God, God's still the same.
Amen.
We failed and we come short, but God's still the same.
Amen.
He'll stand forever, praise God. He still brings along and we still come back together and we still stay hooked up, just pressing on for His glory. And God just keeps a blessing us on purpose. Amen. About every time the devil thinks he's got us defeated, got his foot on our neck, praise God, big brother comes along, just cast him aside.
Amen.
He said, "Now step aside, son, we're not through yet." Amen, praise God, and we just press on a little further.
Amen.
God be the glory. Amen.